Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM. Welcome to the studios, Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District. Now, you're monitoring and advising on the situation with the pandemic. What is the latest?
Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, Queensland has recorded 1,160 cases and over 1,131,427 tests have been conducted. Sadly, six Queenslanders have been taken by the disease. Our strong health response to COVID-19 means that we are well positioned for recovery. Queensland's roadmap to easing COVID-19 restrictions outlines a staged approach, giving Queenslanders more freedom to travel, participate in more activities, and hold more gatherings. Recent changes to the restrictions in Queensland include the Australian Capital Territory is no longer declared hotspot. Statewide gatherings are now permitted in the home and in public groups up to 30 people. The border zone has been expanded to include all of Queensland and additional New South Wales local government areas. Within restricted businesses, activities and undertakings, the outdoor occupant density has been lifted slightly to allow one person per 2 square metres for outdoor venues or spaces. Outdoor stadiums, concert venues, theatres and convention centres are also now able to operate within 75% of their capacity. In indoor venues, one person per 2 square metres, up to a total of 50 people, for indoor venues of spaces of up to 200 square metres. In venues with more than 200 square metres, one person per 4 square metres is permitted. Standing, eating and drinking is permitted at indoor and outdoor venues which have a COVID-safe plan. I encourage everyone to go to the government website qld.gov.au and follow the links for more information on the Chief Health Officer's directions, contact tracing alerts and to find your local testing centre. The state election will be on Saturday the 31st of October. It is very important that we practice COVID-safe voting. To avoid polling booth queues, you can register for a postal vote by visiting ecq.qld.gov.au. Also, early voting starts on the 19th of October 2020. Always remember the basics. Wash your hands often and properly with soap and water or use alcohol-based rub. Practice social distancing. Stay at home if you are sick. Keep 1.5 metres away from others as much as possible. Avoid shaking hands, kissing or hugging others. And if you have any COVID-safe symptoms, such as fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny nose, fatigue, or a loss of taste or smell, no matter how mild, contact your doctor and arrange to be tested. Please do not become complacent. As I've said before, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to continue the good work to protect the lives of people we don't even know.
And we appreciate, as always, Superintendent John Hallam for keeping us updated of Moreton Police District on the situation. You're in tune with Moreton Bay's home of classic hits, 101.5.